This is not uncharted waters. We got a book here with all the graphic details of those footsteps and those experiences that you can expect, yes, but also them rewards,
yes, yes,
that results from it.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. It all goes together. Our children must see that faith in action for them children to grow up,
yes,
with a proper concept of that same walk of faith that God had Abraham to perform,
yes,
and all his descendants, beginning with Isaac. God said, you send that wife and that little varmint off so Isaac won't have to grow up. Separate them. I don't know as I can do like Abraham. Well, you ain't going where Abraham went then.
Go ahead.
If you're going where Abraham went, Jesus said, you got to do the works of Abraham.
Yeah.
You ever read that? John 8:31? If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you know the truth. The truth makes you free. We Abraham's seed. We never been in bondage to anyone. I say you'll be made free. Jesus said, he that committed sin is a servant of sin. Servant don't abide forever, but the son abideth forever. The son that will make you free, you be free indeed. He said, I know you're Abraham's seed. But if you were really Abraham's children, you'd do the works of Abraham. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He said, you're not even 50 years old. Did you see Abraham? He said, before he was, I am. Jesus lived the life of Abraham. He was Abraham's seed. He was Abraham's direct descendant. Not only through faith, but through that natural genealogy. God kept a pure line. You can read all through the Bible how some of them fellas got out of whack with God. 2 Chronicles 36:8 said there was a fellow in that lineage named Jehoiakim. He got to be king. He was the next to the last one before God destroyed Israel and scattered them and took them to Babylon, that holy remnant, to bring about another nation that would serve him. And Jehoiakim was only 8 years old. He reigned 100 days, and God sent Nebuchadnezzar over there and bound him in chains and took him to Babylon because he did evil in the sight of the Lord. You know what? He was in jail 37 years before God ever broke the rebellion in that little old boy. And then it says, in that when Evil-Merodach came to power, he lifted up the head of Jehoiakim out of prison. Lord, have mercy. That little old fellow there then was 46 or 47 years old. And God moved on him. His rebellion was broken. And before God lets you get into the lineage of Christ to be one of the descendants of Abraham, to receive that reward of faith that's spoken of in Hebrews 11, God's going to break your own rebellion or break your neck. You're not going to be in that illustrious group of Abraham's descendants through Christ with rebellion and selfishness and any old idolatry in your heart and life. You're not going to be there. That's going to be an illustrious group when Abraham's children get together.
Amen.
Cast out that bondwoman. Get rid of her and that little varmint making fun of my little boy. That child of faith. That seed of faith. That child of promise.
Well,
send her away! It grieved Abraham. Hey, it's going to grieve you a lot of things you have to do.
Amen.
It grieved me to move to Jacksonville. You might have to move here too. Bless your little heart. Things are going to get so bad around where some of you folks live, you're going to have to do some moving. And you might have to go off and leave it like it is. We've had folks write us, they're trying to sell their houses. They waited so late, they knew years ago they should have done that, and now they can't even sell their house. And God's making them stay in the stinking mess where they are. Is that what you want? Or you want to get here and then become rebellious? God had to make an example like he did Ananias and Sapphira among God's people out of you. He's going to make some. Don't you worry. But the Bible said, woe unto him that offends. But he said, offenses must needs come. Luke 17:1-2. But woe unto him through whom that offense cometh. You want to be the one God makes the example from? Ain't going to be me. It's better for a millstone to be tied about his neck, cast in the sea, than he offend one of my little ones. When your old lifestyle, your attitude, your rebellious ways becomes a stumbling block to God's people, God's going to make some examples. Amen. We're getting to that time now. We're going to get back to the early church with that unity, that one accord, that one heart and soul, that willingness to sell things and as surplus things, get in your bank account and give so we can reach our brethren that's still not enlightened, that elect that hasn't been still led back to God, that turning to righteousness, many to righteousness, so we'll be accounted worthy to shine as a star forever and ever. Oh, I'm going to hold mine to the bitter end. Brother, it'll be bitter for you. Don't you worry about that. It'll be bitter for you and your family. See what you're doing? You choose that for your children. Parents choose all that mess for their children. God said, follow them who through faith inherit the promises. Be not slothful, but be followers of them who faith and through faith and patience inherit the promises. Amen. You don't have to look around and get no other example. You can look at me and my family. I ain't sticking myself up no more than the Apostle Paul was. You got to have an example. You've got to have a godly example. And you can look at my family and I know that I haven't played the fool and erred exceedingly. That I've followed Christ and I'm trying to get you to present you perfect by striving mightily that I can present you perfect in Christ. I want your children saved. But you're going to have to follow in the steps of Abraham. Somebody's going to have to move where God directs you to. He's already dealing with some of you. We got a fellow here. He knew it. He almost lost everything he had before he got here. Brother and Sister Miller. Sold her house, her camper, and come laid that $65,000 at my feet. Said, use it for God's work. Amen. Hey, that's pretty good faith. Amen. Pretty good faith. Amen. He didn't sell it and go buy him a place. He sold it and put it in this work. And trusted me as God's servant to treat them mercifully. Amen. And hospitably. Like a man of God should. Now that's some trust. You say, you trust me. How much you trust me with? No, I put in $10 a week. Well, glory be. He put in $65,000, sold her house, their camper, and moved up here. He didn't know where I was going to stick them. I could have stuck them down in a little travel trailer. Or just took the money and said, adios. He trusted me. I've got a different spirit than other preachers, and I don't mind telling it far and wide. Amen. God put the spirit of Elijah on me that I have a fire burning at all times. Amen. And that spirit breaks the yoke. It destroys the yoke. And as John said in 1 John 2, in verse 26, he said, I write these things concerning them that seduce you. But you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing which ye have received abideth in you. And as that anointing hath taught you, even so shall ye abide in him. Now, it didn't say the man. It didn't say the Holy Ghost. It said the anointing. Now, why don't we read the scriptures right and teach it right and make the other fella teach it right? See, it's the anointing in a man, a teacher, that teaches you. God does everything through a man. Did you know that? You get the Holy Ghost. He does it through a man praying for you. Them early apostles laid hands on those Samaritan disciples, and they received the Holy Ghost. Paul prayed for them. Elijah prayed for them when the Holy Ghost fell on Mount Carmel. God have mercy. God uses men. Amen. He wants to use you. But you're going to have to follow in the steps of that faith of your father Abraham to be Abraham's seed and to get the blessing of Abraham on you and your family. Amen. Man, I want it on my family, not just me. Amen. I want my family to marry girls and boys that's going to be qualified to fit into the family of Abraham. I don't want them to come up no jackal, jackass, or something like that. Now, that's a good word. The Bible says ass. I don't like to say that word, so I say jackass. Ain't that a little better? So don't be uncomfortable about that. I use it a lot. God said you shall not plow with an ox and an ass together. Well, I'm not that jackass. That's the other one. I ain't going to plow with him either. I ain't going to plow no preacher that acts like a jackass or always around carrying on. No, I ain't going to plow with him. Praise God. Brother Brown might plow with him, but I'm not. Praise the Lord. Wonderful, brother. Wonderful. We got to take the march of faith. Praise the Lord. Hey, it's march by faith or die. Hebrews 11:6, that wonderful chapter said, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And there that third verse said out Abel, said, my Lord, he being dead, yet speaketh by faith. Praise God, and to cut my head off, I want this message to continue with you. This faith to keep you marching. Praise God, this spirit of Elijah to keep you strong and victorious.